The Grand Ole Opry is to Nashville what La Scala is to Milan. It's the spiritual home of country music, right down to the red velvet pews that line the Opry Concert Hall, and it hosts one of the nation's longest-running radio shows, more than 80 years and counting.
From Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, brings you the South's most popular program, The Grand Ole Opry.
The Opry has been the premier showcase for country music superstars, newcomers, and legends. But now some of those artists in the legends category say the Opry is treating its oldest members unfairly. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Like all good things, Stonewall Jackson's relationship with the Grand Ole Opry has come to an end.
Waterloo, Waterloo.
As a young man, Jackson's 1959 song Waterloo topped the charts just 3 years after he was invited to be a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, I call myself a poor man's Hank Williams.
Now Jackson says he hasn't appeared on the Opry show in years and has filed a $20 million lawsuit against managers at Gaylord Entertainment. Sipping black coffee at a diner off the highway with his trucker's cap hitched high and T-shirt marked Built for Tough, the stocky 79-year-old says he's more than able to wow the crowds at the Opry today. But Jackson claims managers aren't giving him the kind of respect that artists of his age and stature are used to at the institution.
When I came here back in 1956 and hit, they didn't get rid of Ernest Tubb or Roy Acuff or nobody like that. They worked it till their body wore out, and then they quit.
Jackson pretty much planned on doing the same. And the Opry show is one of the few places where someone like him could expect a guaranteed audience, says Paul Kingsbury, an expert on the Opry and country music.
There is nothing like this elsewhere in music. I mean, can you imagine in rock music, can you imagine a Justin Timberlake next to a Billy Joel, next to a Chuck Berry? It just doesn't happen. But in country music, it does.
Standing on the corner of Nashville's busy Lower Broadway, Kingsbury points out that many of the musicians who get their start playing this neon-lit strip of honky-tonk bars do so with the dream of being on the Opry stage. Membership means you're invited to play several shows a year.
Would you make welcome our superstar in country music, Tim McGraw.
So I'm just going to simply say, ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry, Dierks Bentley.
And give her a wonderful welcome to our Grand Ole Opry, the one and only Miss Dolly.
Kingsbury says, as a fan, he wants the Opry to be a blend of old and new.
When you've got quite a few AARP members in the cast of the Grand Ole Opry, how is it that Stonewall Jackson can say, well, there's age discrimination?
Well, we were told when we joined the Opry, this is your home as long as you keep your nose clean.
Charlie Leuven is a friend of Jackson's and at 79 is a longstanding member of the Opry. At the height of the Opry's star-making power in the 50s, artists like him were required to come back and do Opry shows at least 24 times a year.
Even I know that things don't last forever and you grow old. But we thought that if we were loyal to the Opry, that they would be loyal to us when the hits quit coming.
Currently on tour with a new album, Leuven is not part of the lawsuit. But he says the issue is not whether older artists are on the bill, but how frequently they appear on stage. Leuven says these days he and other performers find they aren't getting scheduled enough to maintain health care benefits with their union, even though the Opry puts on more than 200 shows a year. Gaylord Entertainment disagrees. Company Vice President of Music and Media, Steve Buchanan.
You know, there are people that really have the opposite opinion. There are people that feel like that the Opry programs too many older artists and that doesn't do enough to present what is currently happening today in country music. And we believe that we present a balance.
Buchanan calls Jackson's lawsuit absurd and denies any allegations that managers commented about the singer's age. But Stonewall Jackson says he'll continue with his suit, and if he wins, he wants to set up a fund to help out artists retiring from the Opry spotlight. Audie Cornish, NPR News.
Everybody has to meet his water.